Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host Bonaparte, and I'm here to guide you through a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the magic of live performance was beginning to find its way into early recordings that found their way into the parlor. You have found your way to my digital cottage, a quaint abode in the sprawling digital countryside, where everyone's welcome and the scent of aged wood mingles with the faint crackle of a phonograph. Now picture yourself settling into a plush Victorian armchair as we journey back to explore the golden age of theatrical music. Today's episode, Songs of the Stage, invites you to a world of velvet curtains, footlights, and vaudeville thrills. These songs capture the excitement and heart of the stage, reflecting the cultural vibrancy of a society enamored with storytelling and spectacle. From the comedic wit of early ragtime to some more sentimental ballads of the music hall, these tunes not only entertained but also defined the era. So sit back, relax, and let the music carry you to a time when the stage was the centerpiece of entertainment and every tune was a ticket to an unforgettable story. So it's a time of shimmering lights and captivating performances. The turn of the 20th century marked the heyday of vaudeville, where variety acts delighted crowds and the dawn of musical theater was redefining storytelling through song. But what made this era truly magical was its accessibility. The songs of the stage didn't just stay in theaters. Early recording technology brought these performances into homes, making the joy of live entertainment available to whoever happened to have a phonograph. In this episode of 3Tune Tuesday, we'll dive into the music that defined this transformative period, the stories, humor, and melodies of vaudeville and musical theater were immortalized on wax cylinders and fragile shellac discs, creating a legacy that echoes to even this day. So our theme tonight, Songs of the Stage, celebrates the tunes that captured the imagination of audiences in theaters and beyond. Prepare to be enchanted as we explore three remarkable songs from the late 19th and early 20th centuries, delving into their history, cultural significance, and the ways they brought the magic of the stage into everyday life. So let's set the stage and dive into the first act. Our first act tonight brings us to the year 1899, with a tune that practically became the soundtrack to the vaudeville stage. Hello, My Baby. This timeless ragtime classic was recorded by Len Spencer, a vaudevillian performer and an early pioneer of recorded music. This recording was issued on a Berliner disc, one of the earliest formats of recorded sound, one of, if not the first company to produce records on shellac discs. Hello, My Baby is more than just a catchy tune. It's a fascinating convergence of two technological marvels of the age. The song tells a playful story of a romantic courtship conducted via the newly popularized telephone, a device that captured the public's imagination at the turn of the century, just as much as the phonograph had done at the same time. And that's what makes this particularly remarkable, is that this humorous ode to the telephone was preserved and shared with the masses using another groundbreaking invention of the time, the phonograph. In a sense, this recording represents the marriage of two innovations that were reshaping society. Communication and entertainment were no longer confined to immediate live experiences. Suddenly, music, comedy, and storytelling could be replayed and enjoyed far beyond the theater walls. The phonograph and recordings on phonographs used the telephone into the future as well. 1920s, 1910s recordings of Cohen on the Telephone, for instance, continued the exploration of amusing, comedical, one-sided telephone conversations recorded on the phonograph. And this was a phenomenon that echoed down through the years, right down to Bob Newhart in the 60s and 70s. The cultural impact of the pairing of phonograph and telephone was obviously profound. Audiences were charmed by the novelty of a love story set to a ragtime rhythm, but they also experienced the thrill of cutting-edge sound technology. It's worth pausing to imagine the wonder listeners felt when hearing this piece on their phonographs, listening to a funny, relatable story about one new gadget delivered through another new gadget. The piece also marked a turning point for ragtime music. With its lively syncopated rhythm, it brought the genre to mainstream audiences, marrying comedy with the irresistible energy of ragtime. Len Spencer's theatrical delivery turned the song into a hit, entertaining audiences in theaters and homes alike. So as we play the classic, picture a vaudeville theater bustling with laughter and applause, where the song might have been the highlight of the evening. Let's give it a spin. Today's episode of Three Tune Tuesday is brought to you by the fine folks at Skeleton Brew Coffee, your go-to for ethically sourced, fresh, and flavorful coffee that's as bold as the tunes we share here each week. Skeleton Brew offers 6 roasts to suit your coffee-loving needs, along with a trio of festive Yule-inspired seasonal roasts. And just in time for the holidays, they've unveiled a brand new seasonal brand, Krampus Chaos. This devilishly delightful roast features rich notes of chocolate, molasses, and brown sugar, perfect for cozying up by the fire, or perhaps plotting your next mischievous adventure. Every bag of Skeleton Brew coffee is small batch roasted, and only roasted after you order, ensuring maximum freshness. Plus, all their packaging is curbside recyclable, so you can sip sustainably. And of course, there's more. Through the end of the year, $1 from every bag of coffee purchased will be donated to the Internet Archive, helping preserve the music, books, and culture we hold dear. And while you're shopping, don't miss their beautifully illustrated Yule greeting cards and their enchanting holiday book, "'Twas the Night Before Yule," a perfect addition to your festive celebrations. So if you're ready to savor the season with some good coffee, head on over to skeletonbrew.coffee and explore their offerings. Keep the magic of history alive with every sip. Now let's get back to some music. Our next song takes us to the year 1902, the classic tune that evokes images of carefree days and warm summer evenings. In the Good Old Summertime. This particular recording was recorded on an Edison black wax cylinder as opposed to a disc. The wax cylinder was one of the more popular recording formats of the early 1900s. Ultimately, the cylinder suffered technological restrictions in that it could only record up to 4 minutes on one cylinder, whereas shellac discs could record up to 4.5 minutes on each side. In addition to that, the shellac disc had a better sound and was more sturdy. Well, the recording for this particular song is anonymous, which was common in the era. It's the melody and sentiment of the song that truly shine and made it a favorite of the time and even now. The song's charm lies in its simplicity. It paints a picture of leisurely strolls and romantic moments, capturing the idyllic nostalgia of a perfect summer day. This kind of sentimentality resonated deeply with audiences at the turn of the century, offering a comforting escape from the hustle and bustle of rapidly modernizing life. What's particularly intriguing about the song is how it bridged the gap between live performance and home entertainment. Now, as we discussed in the previous song, vaudeville audiences might have first enjoyed the song as part of a musical hall program, but thanks to the ingenuity of recording technology, its charm could now be experienced anywhere anyone had a phonograph. So imagine a family gathered around an Edison phonograph, winding up the cylinder to hear this tune fill their parlor with warmth and joy. This recording is also a testament to the unique qualities of the wax cylinder format. While the wax cylinder was fragile and prone to wear, these early recordings were able to provide an intimate and lifelike quality that drew listeners into the moment. The cylinder's crackle and hiss only really add to a sense of time travel that we experience today as we listen to it. So let's roll back the clock and bask in the nostalgia of In the Good Old Summertime. As you listen, picture yourself strolling down a tree-lined lane with someone special, the summer breeze carrying the melody through the air.
In the Good Old Summertime, played by the Edison Concert Band.
And there you have it, In the Good Old Summertime, a delightful relic of an era when simple pleasures were celebrated in song. Even today, the charm endures, a reminder of how music can capture and preserve the joy of everyday life. Now, don't go anywhere. Up next, we have another iconic song that takes us deeper into the theatrical spirit of the early 1900s. First, however, let me tell you a little more about what's brewing over at Blind Skeleton. Let's take a moment to talk about the home of 3 Tune Tuesday, which is Blind Skeleton. Blind Skeleton is a digital treasure trove for anyone who shares a love of vintage entertainment and history. At Blind Skeleton, which you can find at https://blindskeleton.one, you'll find a wealth of articles, insights, and features celebrating the golden age of music, film, and more. Whether it's the crackle of an old phonograph record or the flicker of a silent movie reel, Blind Skeleton is dedicated to preserving and sharing the charm of bygone eras. Currently, we're diving into a fascinating blog series, The Evolution of Film Photography, tracing its journey from daguerreotypes to, well, 35mm film. New articles in the series are published every Thursday, with the exception of this coming Thursday, which is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. And if you're a movie buff, Fridays are all about classic cinema with Friday night movies. Each week, we review and spotlight a vintage film, offering insights into its history, artistry, and cultural impact. Through the month of December, we will be looking at a number of different versions of A Christmas Carol. If you love the nostalgia of vintage entertainment as much as we do, head on over to Blind Skeleton at blindskeleton.one to explore, learn, and celebrate the magic of the past. Don't forget to sign up for our mailing list to stay up to date on new posts and special features. Now, let's return to our stage-inspired journey with our third and final song of the night. For our final act tonight, we turn to the year 1902 and a song that embodies the storytelling magic of early musical theater, My Gal Sal. Written by Paul Dresser, this bittersweet ballad became a staple of vaudeville and an enduring classic of American music. Our recording tonight features Madge Crichton, a talented performer who brought the delicate balance of emotion and theatricality to her rendition. My Gal Sal is, at its heart, a tale of nostalgia and lost love, themes that struck a chord with audiences of the time. Its lyrics paint a vivid picture of a romanticized past, where sweethearts shared idyllic moments and the world seemed full of promise. These sentiments resonated deeply in an era when music was a primary medium for both personal expression as well as public entertainment. What makes this particular recording compelling is its performer. Madge Crichton was among the growing ranks of female artists who found success in vaudeville and early recording. Women like Crichton played a crucial role in popularizing ballads, infusing them with authenticity and emotional depth. Her performance of My Gal Sal captures the song's wistful essence while showcasing the artistry that helped shape early 20th century music. Theatrically, My Gal Sal was a bridge between vaudeville and the blossoming world of musical theater. Its structure and storytelling reflected the narrative-driven songs that would dominate Broadway stages for years to come. It wasn't just a performance, the song was a story that was brought to life through music. Now, as we play this recording, imagine yourself in a dimly lit vaudeville theater where Madge Crichton stands center stage illuminated by a spotlight. Or imagine yourself in your home parlor, sitting in your large plush Victorian chair, listening to the wonder of a song as it is played for perhaps the first time on a phonograph.
I'm sure you've never seen a gal like my gal, a gal. gal, like my gal, Sal. She's not the ordinary kind of stupid girl you always find. Just talk to Adam Thieves at nine. She's my gal, Sal. Sal, you're so original. You never do or say a thing like any other girl. But you're a pal, you're a gal. Well, in fact, you're a pal, plain pal. Her face is quite a hopeless case. Is my gal, pal. In fact, her face is not a face. Is my gal, pal. But when her mouth opens wide, I can see her little heart inside. It's saying I'm just a measure bride for my gal, Sal. Sal, you're so original. You've got a mouth that ain't supplied to any other girl. You're a pal, you're a gal. Well, in fact, you're a pal, just plain pal. I'm sure you've never kissed a gal like my gal, Sal. And if you have, I'll bet that gal was my gal, Sal. She's ugly, but can't she with me? This is so continuous. I haven't time to look in the mirror. It's my gal, Sal. Sal, you're so original. You never do or say a thing like any other girl. You come look lovely, cause you are. But you're a pal, you're a gal. Well, in fact, you're a pal, plain pal.
And with that tune coming to a close, we conclude our journey into the songs of the stage. And as we draw the curtain on this week's episode of Three Tune Tuesday, let's reflect. Tonight, we've traveled back to the golden age of vaudeville and early musical theater, exploring the songs that brought life and laughter to the stage, and eventually to the homes of listeners through the magic of early recordings on both wax cylinders as well as shellac discs. From the ragtime humor of Hello, My Baby, to the nostalgic charm of In the Good Old Summertime, finally to the bittersweet beauty of My Gal Sal, these songs remind us of the enduring power of music to tell stories and to evoke emotion and to connect to us, even across the decades and centuries. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the songs of the stage. If you've enjoyed tonight's show, don't forget to visit us at blindskeleton.one for more vintage magic. Be sure to check out our current blog series, The Evolution of Film Photography, and tune in this Friday for another Friday night movie review. And of course, I love hearing from you. If you have suggestions for future themes or songs, connect with us on social media, or drop me an email at bonaparte@blindskeleton.one. As always, I am your host, Bonaparte, and I am here, as always, to guide you through the timeless tunes of yesteryear. Until next Tuesday, keep those phonographs spinning, keep the music alive, and keep exploring the magic of the past.